What does it take to launch a rocket into deep space? A lot of awesome technology, sure, and some very smart people, but it also takes great management. Over decades of high-stakes trial and costly error, NASA has developed some of the best project management systems in the world. And it turns out that what works for launching space missions just might work for your business as well. In the new book, The Smart Mission, NASA's Lessons for Managing Knowledge, People, and Projects, three former NASA executives share what they've learned in the complex world of rocketry and offer insights you can put to work right here on Earth. Here's Edward Hoffman to explain.
Hello, everyone. This is Ed Hoffman, and it's an honor to share in the Book Bites Club. I'm going to share with you five big ideas from The Smart Mission, NASA's Lessons for Managing Knowledge, People, and Projects. This was written with my colleagues Matt Kohut and Larry Prezak. We wrote this book to capture the joy we experience working for NASA and the insights we've gained from organizations that create smart missions. At NASA, you'll hear people say, "You come for the mission and stay for the people." It's an acknowledgement of a culture that values both the work challenges and the community of people. This book is based upon over 70 years of experience as practitioners and researchers. Each author has a different connection to NASA. We've all experienced the magic of working for a place that attracts people through the same level of importance for people and work and a collaborative, trust-enriched culture. We consider this the ingredients of a smart mission. Now, here are the five big ideas for creating and sustaining your own smart mission. Big idea number one. Smart mission understands that intangibles increasingly drive performance. Intangibles are hard to measure essentials of modern work that drive performance and well-being. And we identify six intangible principles that we associate with mission success in complex undertaking. Knowledge. Knowledge is the know-how necessary for solving your most complex problems, creating innovative outcomes, and finding ways to keep your project on its way to success. The most successful teams have ways to develop, retain, and transfer knowledge quickly across their team. Learning. There's no question that we'll continue to face a world characterized by chaotic, transformational, and continuous change. Customers will continue to demand better, faster, and cheaper solutions. In such an environment, knowledge is dynamic, and learning at the individual, team, and organizational level is essential. Stories. Story is a natural advantage for people who are looking to convey knowledge in a context-rich, meaningful, and interesting manner. The best teams start with a carefully crafted vision that is shaped to define, motivate, and provide measured guidance as we seek our mission destination. Before humans went to the moon, they created stories of the need to go to the moon. Culture. One of the qualities associated with intangibles is that they are synergistic. The combination of factors come together that either promote success or work against the outcomes. The most successful teams carefully build a culture of behaviors that encourage knowledge sharing, learning, and collaborative teamwork. Without a team culture of openness, inclusion, and respect, the other intangibles will not work. Teaming. All work today is done in teams. This is a vital lesson that is easy to see but often ignored. We train and certify individuals, but do we prepare people for what a successful team looks like and how it performs? Resources must be placed on identifying and building capability for working together in teams. And finally, global collaboration. We believe that collaboration is also essential for a smart mission. In our experience, more and more work is done with expertise from around the world, and it's important to establish the basis for global collaboration. So a smart mission commits to these six intangible principles: knowledge, learning, stories, culture, teaming, and global collaboration. Now, let me cite an example from our book. At the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, there was a critical shortage of ventilators. Senior leaders at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory quickly decided to convene a project team to design a prototype for a ventilator that could be assembled using commercial off-the-shelf parts. None of the team members were experts in the development of medical devices. David Van Buren, the creator of the project, had to assemble a small team at JPL with diversity in age, gender, and race. Carrie Weisberg, the team executive assistant, described that David was looking for a team that was creative, adaptive, resourceful, forceful, and yet kind. Notice the importance placed on interpersonal collaboration and flexibility. The VITAL project team, and VITAL stood for Ventilator Intervention Technology Accessible Locally. The VITAL project team required a learning mindset. The team would meet with experts in healthcare and ventilators. This was not their domain of expertise, so they needed to rely on their network of external experts. They also needed a culture that encouraged honest feedback and reviews. They needed to continually listen to clinicians as they discussed the design and eventually started testing the devices. The team practiced radical transparency and open editing of requirements and project materials. They practiced simultaneous and real-time collaboration on shared documents. Even within these tight deadlines, the team understood the importance of learning, knowledge sharing, and collaborative team culture. In our experience, teams often overlook the importance of learning, collaboration, and team principles. The VITAL project team focused heavily not only on the discipline expertise, but on the team collaboration, the sharing, the knowledge connections, all that were essential for the ultimate success of that mission. Big idea number two, a smart mission accounts for the nature of work today. We're living in a time of what John Kay and Mervyn King characterized as radical uncertainty. It's a concept that serves as a foundational framework for our book. We're living in a time of profound complexity. Success today does not guarantee success tomorrow. There's a need to design teams and organizations to work effectively with the six intangibles necessary for a smart mission. This is a continuous challenge. As technologies, demographics, and economies change, organizations have to respond with a dynamism that integrates critical thinking, technology, and the human element. Our book is optimistic in tone. A smart mission demands spaces for people to reflect, learn, share knowledge, collaborate globally, and create stories that point the way forward. Several years ago, I was invited to a meeting at the new Siemens headquarters in Munich. It was a beautiful building that emphasized art, gardens, and walking paths. When I asked about the building space, I was told that this was deliberate, to encourage encounters and conversation. I was told that Joe Kaiser, president and CEO of Siemens at the time, declared that the official unveiling of the building signified a new headquarters as a place where encounters occur, including encounters with art. This building was partly designed to encourage serendipitous encounters, and such space was necessary to promote engagement for innovation and finding solutions for uncertain times. Big idea number three, smart mission is realistic about the relationship between people and technology. As people become increasingly dependent on digital tools, the key to organizational success is understanding that the human element is the essential driver in this equation. It is vital to recognize the role of technology while understanding that knowledge and learning are fundamentally social in nature. This is a commonly accepted but often ignored point. It is vital that as we move forward with digitalization, AI, and other technologies, that the human element is driving the direction. Most of you are familiar with the NASA Columbia space shuttle disaster. The American physicist Douglas Ashuroff was a leading member of the Space Shuttle Columbia investigation panel. His conclusion was, in our view, the NASA organizational culture had as much to do with this accident as the foam. Organizational culture refers to the basic values, the norms, the beliefs, and the practices that characterize the functioning of any team. It's important, therefore, to focus that it's about the people, the collaboration, the connections that we have with each other, the human element to ensure the success of our important missions. Big idea number four. At NASA, smart mission happens at the team level. This is ultimately where innovation, experimentation, and adaptation take place. The importance of teaming was so important to NASA that it devoted extensive resources to understanding what successful team performance looked like. Effective teams are not just collections of talented individuals who figure out how to be successful through trial and error. They're intentionally designed, developed, and sustained through deliberate cultivation and ongoing commitment. Let me share an example of what I call nourishing the team. The concept of nourishing came from my wife, Diane, who mentioned that a lot of my effort seems to go into valuing team members to the point of nourishment. I like that idea and believe it indicates the commitment, energy, and resources that must go into valuing each team member. A number of years ago, I was leading the international project management community. This was a knowledge-sharing network of countries collaborating on aerospace missions. One of the strongest partners was the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA. I was scheduling a visit to meet with colleagues from the South Korea Space Agency. And a longtime international expert, Jim Zimmerman, suggested that I stop off in Tokyo on the way to South Korea. Now, such a stopover was going to be for only about 30 minutes with the head of engineering for JAXA. Was such a short trip worth the additional time and cost? Well, I accepted Jim's advice. I rearranged my schedule. I arrived late in Tokyo for a noon meeting the next day. When I met with the JAXA executive, he said, "You only stopped over in Tokyo to meet with me?" I said, "Yes." I said, "The Japan-NASA relationship is a wonderful partnership, and I truly appreciate your leadership in supporting our international community." The leader smiled, and he thanked me for this honor and indicated strong support for the team. And he said he appreciated the honor of taking the time to stop and to talk. Smart missions occur at the team level, and this is what we need. And we need to genuinely nourish our team members. Big idea number five. In a smart mission, collective intelligence provides a competitive edge. Teams alone provide the resources necessary to make rapid decisions, since they alone have the ground truth that comes from being so close to the work itself. What is the right amount of autonomy for teams? What are the implications of risk and failure if a team goes too fast? A leader's ultimate task is to make and promote smart decisions. Decisions and execution speed have to be considered in relation to knowledge and culture. Think about your favorite small business. Perhaps it's a special restaurant. Perhaps it's a plumber or a car service station that you go to. What makes your favorite business so special? My experience is that small business owners often have a better understanding of project management and team skills than those working in very large institutions. You see, small business people need to talk with a clear connection to their people. They understand that they need to deliver within constraints, and they normally have an excellent sense of relationships and an appreciation of each individual customer. It's large bureaucracies that often have trouble with creating the space for interpersonal engagement, conversation, innovation, and collaboration, and for sharing stories. The smart mission is intended to smart conversation to help all of us understand and navigate for the future of work. It serves as an interactive discussion to explore these ideas further, and we hope that this conversation will continue far beyond the book. I'm Ed Hoffman, and it's been a pleasure to share some of our big ideas from the SMART mission, NASA's lessons for managing knowledge, people, and projects. Thank you so much, and good luck in your SMART missions.
Thank you, Ed. That was five big ideas from The Smart Mission, NASA's Lessons for Managing Knowledge, People, and Projects by Edward J. Hoffman, Matthew Kohut, and Lawrence Pruzak. If you like this, check out our book bite for Think Like a Rocket Scientist by Safi Bakal. It's here in the app. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.